Dacius had been on his way to the apothecarian when we met in the corridor. I quickly explained the situation, and together the four of us made all haste to the armorium in the east wing of the fortress monastery. Both Agaman and Dacius had their bolters, whilst Venatio and I held pistols. I hoped it would be enough for whatever awaited us in Vantor's workshop.
Should we invoke a fortress-wide alarm?
Agaman shook his head.
Let's see what's in there first.
He had donned his battle helm again, so I couldn't see his face, but I knew he doubted my assertion that the fortress was in danger, and I suspected he didn't want to create needless panic. I saw him exchange a glance with Venatio. The apothecary hid his concern poorly, but I took no heed. We had arrived at the armorium. We had not voxed ahead. I was insistent on this. Whatever awareness the dormant Necrons in the workshop possessed, I didn't want to risk my warning activating them prematurely. I hammered the icon for the door release and stepped first into the armorium. It was much as I remembered it. A hive of industry and labour, serfs and engineers hurrying back and forth, servitors engaged in their menial tasks, arms and armour in various conditions of repair and restoration. And there, at the back of the expansive workshop, tended by a small army of menials, was the salvage from Damnos. Vantor turned as I entered. He was just finishing working up my armour plate. I saw the Tempest Blade and my plasma pistol on a separate rack nearby.
Brother Captain, your timing is impeccable.
I do hope so.
The Tech Marine's expression changed from warm greeting to slight confusion as Agaman, Dacius, and Venatio filed in after me.
Is there a problem I am unaware of, brothers?
My gaze was fixed on the back of the workshop.
Evacuate your labourers.
Vantor looked to Agaman for confirmation.
Do as he asks, brother.
Like ants returning to the nest, the horde of serfs, engine seers, and servitors removed themselves from the armorium. None questioned their orders, but some looked worryingly askance at the ultramarines in their midst as they departed.
With me.
I advanced into the workshop, indicating a perimeter around the Necron salvage where I then came to a halt. Vantor joined the others as they fell in beside me.
This is illogical, Captain Sicarius. What are you trying to...
Dozens of Viridian eyes flaring into life in the gloomy armorium arrested the Tech Marine's question and had him instinctively reaching for his plasma carbine instead.
They're self-repairing!
I raised Agaman's bolt pistol. My battle brothers readied their weapons in unison with me. I scowled as the entire Necron host began to reassemble itself.
Not for long.
Roaring muzzle flare and a hail of fire broke the tension as the five of us unleashed our weapons, engulfing the back of the workshop in explosive annihilation and destroying everything in it. Only when we had emptied our clips did we stop firing. Even Vantor exhausted the power cell in his plasma carbine. When it was over, the back of the workshop was a scorched, half-destroyed ruin. It was as if a battle had just ended. In truth, it had. We won. Agaman slammed a fresh clip into his bolter, ever the prepared soldier.
Whatever's left, incinerate it.
Dacius and I were sifting through the wreckage, making sure we had cleansed the room thoroughly. I lowered my borrowed bolt pistol and signalled to my sergeant to stand down.
There's nothing left. Threat's been neutralised.
Across the workshop, Venatio caught my eye. He gestured to the carnage around us.
How did you know?
I had no good answer for him, so I told the apothecary the only thing that made any sense.
I saw a darkness in my dreams, and vowed I would not see it come to pass.
Agaman was more pragmatic.
Whatever the cause of your prescience, I, for one, am glad of it.
He bowed his head.
Gratitude, Sicarius. But Lord Khalgar yet awaits.
Agaman insisted I be cleaned and wearing my armour before my audience with the Lord Khalgar. As I had seen in my half-remembered dream, I walked the processional of the whole of Ultramar with the statues of heroes measuring my every step. And as before, I knew I would not be found wanting under their gaze. Lord Khalgar awaited me, seated upon a throne, his banners describing a legacy of war and glory behind him. Agaman was by his side. I stopped at a respectful distance and saluted. With a huge, power-gloved hand, Khalgar beckoned me to approach.
Come forth, Cato.
but I obeyed, masking any surprise at such informality, and took a knee before the Lord of Ultramar. I bowed my head solemnly.
I stand here, awaiting your judgment.
Rise. You are not being judged this day, though I've reviewed the engagement on Damnos.
My eyes narrowed in confusion as I came to my feet.
My lord?
Agiman maintained his studied silence as Khalgar explained.
Damnos wounded us all. But you and the second suffered it more grievously than most.
It is a stain upon my honor.
One I would see removed, Cato. I will not have this go unchallenged.
I frowned again, not quite grasping Khalgar's meaning.
Permission to speak freely, my lord.
Granted.
What exactly are you saying?
Khalgar's eyes were like chips of steel.
In your unconscious visions, you saw the ice. You heard the beating of its heart.
My voice almost caught in my throat at this revelation.
Yes.
It is the Necron mocking us. I feel it in my bones, Cato. Whether it be 1 year or 50, we are not done with Damnos, and it is not done with us.
A nerve tremor in my cheek didn't quite manifest into a smile. And I would not, ever, until the stain against my honor was removed and Damnos reconquered.
I shall count the days until our return, my lord. This isn't over.